Menachos Perkei Mishnah Ches 5:8, and we're now going to talk about more practicalities. Here we're talking about, if you recall, there were five types of voluntary menachos: the mincha solus, which is raw, and then you have two that are fried, the machvas and marcheshes, and then two that are baked, okay, the chalas and rakikin. This Mishnah will talk about the two that are fried. The next, we'll talk about the two that are baked. The Mishnah says, Ha'omer harei alai b'machvas. If a person makes a formal neder to bring a mincha, and he says he's going to bring it a mincha that's fried in a machvas. Here the word machvas means the actual griddle, like a flat griddle. Lo yavi b'marcheshes. He's not allowed to bring a minchas marcheshes. He's not allowed to prepare his mincha in a deep pan. If he would bring it, so he would, okay, we would accept the marcheshes, but we'd still have to bring another in a machvas, made in a machvas. So the point is that he's not yield, he fulfills it in a machvas specifically. And similarly, but marcheshes, if his commitment is to bring it in a marcheshes, the deep pan, lo yavi b'machvas, then he can't bring it in a machvas, and he can't bring a mincha that was prepared on a griddle. Uma bein machvas the marcheshes. What actually is the difference, practically speaking? Ela she marcheshes yesh la kisui v'machvas ein la kisui, div Rabbi Yosi Glili. According to Rabbi Yosi Glili, who has a tradition from his Rebbeim, what the defining feature of a machvas versus marcheshes is that they're the same kind of, let's call it saucepan or something, but one has a lid and one doesn't. So according to him, the marcheshes, the word marcheshes, the word rocheshes means to wiggle. So the marcheshes here would be the looser one, and it's made in a frying pan or saucepan that has a lid. And the machvas is a griddle without a lid. That's Rabbi Yosi Glili Shita, but again, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, as I said many times before, like Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who says, Marcheshes amuka u'ma'aser rochashim. The marcheshes is a deep pan, and therefore what it produces is like wiggles, is loose, right? Like think like a sponge cake, spongy. And a machvas is tsafa, is flat, like a flat griddle. U'ma'aser kashim. And the bread it produces is like firm. Okay, the way that the Rashi learns is kind of how I explained that. In other words, the difference only is the shape of the pan, and what makes the output different is that the marcheshes has sort of like a deep pan, so the oil, it sits in the oil. Okay, it's oil, it sits in oil, and therefore kind of fries and becomes, you know, like a, I don't know what, like I'll call it, like a sponge cake or something. But if it's flat, so the oil runs off to the side, and therefore it becomes hard and much more firm, like a biscuit, I guess. Now, the Rambam learns, and the bartender seems to go with him, that there's more to it than that. According to Rambam, the actual, there's a difference in the dough. Essentially, he holds that if you're going to be cooking it in a machvatz, it has like walls, and therefore you can make it, instead of like a dough, like a batter, okay? It can be adding more water to the dough, so it'll be more runny, more battery, and therefore it'll be more, I'll call it spongy. And if you're making it, that's not a possibility on the machvas because it would, like, you know, if you made called pancake batter on a flat thing, it would like run off the sides and into the fire. If you're cooking it on a machvas, says the Rambam, then it'll be kind of a thick dough, so it stays put. And therefore that's why there's a difference of what the outcome is. One is kind of like, I'll call them pancakes, if you will, made with a batter. That would be the marcheshes. And the machvas is more like thicker breads, you know, I don't know how to say, I don't know, it'd be like, you know, fried, more firm and solid breads.